Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. Today, I have on a really fun guest who talks about a topic that I actually get asked about quite a bit, and that is coloring. Yes, each of us have our own coloring, our own undertones to our skin, whether they're cool or warm, and it goes even deeper than all of that with specific coloring that works for us. And today's guest, Jeannie Stith, is a pro when it comes to all of this. She is actually the color guru online and has a whole analysis system to help you find the exact colors that work best for you. Her analysis is so in-depth and so much fun. I was able to do it myself. It pretty much lined up with the things that I already knew about my skin, but couldn't really convey to other people very well. And she helped me figure out exactly what metals worked for me and whether muted tones or clear tones worked better and the depth of the tones. It was so interesting, and she even has hair analysis that she does to figure out what coloring options work best for you there, and they have makeup suggestions and all kinds of things. It was so much fun to get to talk with her today, and I hope that you are going to absolutely love this episode. But before we jump in on all fun things coloring, I want to make sure to mention how much I appreciate when you shop through our sponsors or our affiliate links. Having a podcast is such a strange small business, and you really have to have lots of different streams of income, and affiliate links and sponsors are a big part of that for us. So whenever you are shopping through mackenziecoppa.com/Amazon, which will take you to all of my suggestions on Amazon, but really you can shop for whatever you want there through that link, and it's going to kick a little bit of credit back to me without costing you anything extra, or when you shop through our sponsors, so they know that our ads are actually working and people are listening and they are wanting to support those different products and the show, it makes a huge difference for us to be able to get future sponsors and keep things rolling. So I just want to thank all of you who do that and shop through those links. It is so, so helpful, whether you're shopping through the links we mentioned here on the podcast or things I put up on Instagram or stuff we've got coming out on the blog and the website, which we are doing more and more of all the time. I just really appreciate it. And I thank you to all of you who shop through those links. All right, let's get to the fun stuff though. This was such a fun episode. I can't wait to dive in with Jeannie Stith, the color guru. Welcome, Jeannie. I'm so excited to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Mackenzie. I'm so excited to be here.
I think this is going to be a really fun episode for a lot of different reasons because, well, first of all, I didn't even know that you existed, and I'm so glad that you do, because coloring is something that I have talked about with people and just like in Patreon, especially, and kind of like the people who follow, I think, like my blog and my stuff a little bit closer, I've always kind of talked about my coloring. And every time I get women saying like, wait, what do you mean? What is that? And so I'm so excited to have a deeper conversation with you today about it. But to get us rolling, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. I would love to. My name is Jeannie and I live right outside of Philadelphia. I own a business called Color Guru. And what we do is virtual color analysis. And so we analyze people's hair, skin, and eye color from photos they submit, and then match them with their ideal color palette for clothing and makeup. And we've also just branched into hair color as well.
That is so exciting. I just saw that. I was like, ooh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really exciting. It's a service that our clients have really been asking for. And, you know, our services really help people look better in everything they wear, shop for clothes more simply, and then create a wardrobe that really coordinates. So everything goes with everything.
I love that. Well, and like I was saying, it's something that I've kind of known about for myself for a long time. I don't know. Do you remember the makeup brand Prescriptives?
Yes, I do.
Yes. And so they were kind of the first makeup brand that had different undertones to their foundations. Like pretty much everyone else that you looked at that time didn't have like neutral, warm, cool. It was just like, these are our colors, deal with it.
Yes. And yes,
back then they tended to be much more warm and have kind of like those yellowy bases to them. And I always, like when I started wearing makeup, my mom was really passionate about like, no, we need to find something that works with your skin so you don't look ill. And so that's when I started gravitating towards the Prescriptives brand, and they color matched me. And so from a pretty young age, I learned that I had red, blue undertones to my skin. And so I think that just kind of, in a very general way, guided me along in how I was doing my makeup and the kinds of colors of clothes I would wear. It was, you know, very obvious that anything orange on me was not going to be a good choice.
Because, that is so true.
Yeah, I had red, blue, or like a really garish green or anything like that. It was just, I remember I was in a play once and they gave me a green shirt and I was just like, okay, I'll wear it, but this is not a good choice for my skin tone. Yes. But then when I've talked to people about it, I think for the most part, when I talk about like, oh, my coloring, when I choose my makeup or my clothes or whatever, I get a lot of confused looks from women going like, wait, what? Like, mm-hmm. That's a thing? I didn't even know that it mattered. I just picked my favorite colors and that's what I would go with. But I had found, even like when I was young, that when I would wear certain colors, like a purple or like a deep maroon or anything like that, like people would always say, oh, you look great in that color. And then what do you know? I took your little like quiz, had the analysis and did the whole thing. And all the colors that people actually say to me, oh, you look really like alive in that color, are on that card. So it was really fun to see like, well, I think this is what it is, but then to kind of like have it fleshed out in this bigger way and see like all of these different colors that you guys recommend and all of it. And I think you guys go so in depth and I'm sure we will talk about that more in a second, but I would like to know like your backstory into this whole coloring thing. Like, how did you figure it out? How did you get into it? Where did it all come from?
Yeah, well, I was just like you at one point. I had no idea that this was even a thing. A couple of things happened. I was struggling with my clothing. I noticed that I had overstuffed drawers and a closet full of clothes that I didn't like very much. Mm-hmm. And I always felt confused when I went to put an outfit together because I was like, I have so much. I don't even really like any of it. I'm trying to put an outfit together with things I don't even really like. How the heck do I get clothes I like in my closet? And then I was shopping, clothes shopping one day with my aunt, who everybody has like that bold aunt who will tell you the truth, right?
Yeah.
Will tell you the truth. And I was picking some clothes out and my Aunt Jane was like, I think you're wearing all the wrong colors for your skin tone. So clearly this was not a talent I was born with. I learned it. Okay. Because I was like, I didn't even know there were right colors. Like, what are you talking about? And she's like, oh my gosh, I had this color analysis done like 30 years ago. And it's like the best thing I've ever done. I never make wardrobe mistakes anymore color-wise. Like everything looks good on me. And I had to admit, she always looked good. She looked good. At like family gatherings, I was like, there's Aunt Jane again, looking amazing. And like, the rest of us are scrubs, but like, but so anyway, then, we started looking for somebody to do my colors because she wanted to treat me to getting my colors done. And I'm in the Philadelphia area. So major city, right?
Yeah.
We can't find anybody who's doing it. Can't find anybody. We're searching online. We can't find anybody. And, it was a year later, I happened upon a woman who was doing color analysis out of her house. She was retired and she was doing it out of her house still. So I went to her, had my colors done. I was like, huh, some of these colors are kind of dated. I can't even necessarily find them in stores. Despite that, it was game changer. Like I started wearing some of the colors that I could find and like, I started getting compliments left and right. Like I could tell I looked better in my clothes. It was so easy to clothes shop. It was just like, you know, I was looking for my colors. That's what I was focused on. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. And then over the course of the next few months, I took like 7 friends to her.
Wow.
They all wanted it. And I was like, how is no one offering this service when she just got 8 clients like that?
You know?
So I was like, this is amazing. So it kind of stuck with me. And I thought, man, like, wouldn't it be fun to kind of recreate that? And ironically, I had some background. My background is in the arts. So I do have some knowledge of color theory. I mean, I had never thought of it in terms of my skin tone and dressing myself before. I'd thought of it in terms of paint colors and things like that. But I did have some basis in that, which really helped. And I just thought I would love to create my own palettes, recreate this in a fresh new way, in a modern way, pick colors that are really findable in stores now instead of sort of colors that are left over from like the 80s, you know?
Yeah.
and that's what I did. And that was 7 years ago. And you know, the business has just grown in a really organic way. Like I literally started by doing, by just trying to figure out what my friends' colors were. And then they were so helped by it that their friends wanted to do it. And then I like put up a 1-page website, you know, and it just has sort of grown over the years. And now we have a team of 7 people and we're doing like thousands of color analysis every year. It's amazing.
Wow. That's so cool. And that was another thing that I kind of wanted to ask you about is not just like the color figuring out part, which obviously is its own sort of like little science and art that you've come up with, but you've developed this team of people and bringing them in and teaching them how to do it. And how did that kind of develop in creating this team of people for Color Guru?
Yeah. So again, that was sort of an organic thing. Like there, a day came where I was like, oh my gosh, I can't handle now the consultations that we're getting, right? The first 2 years were super slow, like with any business, right? If anybody's listening who's starting a business, that's just normal. You're not failing. Yeah. You're just starting. That's all.
Yeah.
Like, all right. So the first couple of years is just like me doing everything. You know, I'm doing the color analysis. I'm doing all the background stuff or the emailing and everything. And then, it just came to the point where I needed help. And so I hired a really wonderful virtual assistant who's still on the team today. And she started doing 5 hours a week for me. Now, she wasn't doing the analysis, of course, because that takes a lot of training, but she was, you know, doing other things for the business. And then it wasn't until about 1.5 years ago that I hired my first analyst. Until then, I was doing all the color analysis. And I hired an analyst and spent close to a year training her and also overlooking her work, because we don't want to put anyone in the wrong color palette. You know, this is something that people get and then they're investing in clothes after that. So,
And makeup and hair coloring
exactly.
And it's a whole thing. Yeah.
Right. So now we have a hair color specialist who is a master hair colorist, who's amazing. And she's doing that part of it. We had a professional makeup artist collaborate with us on the makeup cards. And we have a color analyst, a full-time color analyst, as well as me on the team. So it's just really exciting to see it expand.
You know?
Super, super exciting to watch it grow.
Yeah. All right, ladies, it's a new year, and I think we are all more aware than ever before that there is nothing more important than taking care of ourselves. Because if you're not feeling your best, you can't do your best. You can't take care of the people in your life, and you can't get the things done that you want to get done. And Sambucol helps you feel your best with powerful immune support powered by nature's superfruit, black elderberry. You know, we take a lot of supplements around here to help support things, and Sambucol has become a backbone of the things that we are taking, especially during this winter season, to keep me and my kids at our absolute best. I love it because it's so simple, it tastes good, and it helps me know that I'm supporting my immune system, because this mama ain't got time to be taken off work or to be down and not be able to take care of these kiddos. In our household, the gummies are a huge hit, kit. My kids love taking those. And I typically turn to either the drink powder or to the liquid because it's just easy for me to get down quickly and I can combine it with other things if I want to. We just take ours first thing in the morning before we head off to school and I get into work. And it is the perfect thing to help me feel like I am staying on top of things right from the get-go of the day. So if you want to be supporting your immune system and your family's immune systems, get 15% off your next order of $9.99 or more at sambucolusa.com and then use the code LIVEWELL15 at checkout for 15% off. Again, that's 15% off with LIVEWELL15 at sambucolusa.com. And I just want to thank Sambucol for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. That's so cool. And I love, if we're going back to you saying like bringing it into modern colors, obviously the 80s, yes, did have a very distinct color palette.
Yes.
that decade. So there would be some need to break from that. But you go into the seasonal colors, which I think is really interesting, but you kind of take it a step farther. I was so intrigued when I saw first just the color palette that you gave me. And I was like, okay, yeah, that all fits and I get it and whatever. But then when I opened up the PDF and I saw that it went into so many other areas of it, you talk about what metals look best with your skin and how deep the colors should be that you're wearing. And if it's muted tones or like, there's so many other things on top of just like, these are the best colors, but it was like, these are the best shades that will work for you. And I mean, that's a whole process. How did you even go about starting to figure out all of those different aspects of it?
Yeah. So I got in that time period where I was helping my friends find their colors, I got fascinated and I just went into like researcher mode. It must be something in my astrological sign or something that I can go into like just burrowing in my room and like go into like researcher mode. And I did that for probably 7 or 8 months before I created my own color palettes. And basically what I was doing was just like researching all the other color systems out there, what I thought worked about them and what I thought they were missing. Mm-hmm. And one of the big things that I thought was missing was what you saw in your color report, because we give this like 15-page color report with each consultation where we show you your photo in in certain color rings. Well, anyway,
which is so helpful. I do want to interrupt and say that because you show the difference, because you put those colors right around your face when you've put in these photos and then you plug it in there. So if there's any doubt about like, well, I thought I was these colors or, you know, whatever, then when you actually like see the proof, like, oh yeah, I do look better with that. Like it was really cool to see the differences. It's the exact same picture, but it looks so different just based on the colors or the tones or the metals that are around it.
100%. Yes. And we really like showing people, not, you know, sure, we could just hand people a color card and say, like, wear these colors, but we want to show people why we're putting them in the colors we're putting them in.
Yeah.
And so that's why we do that. We really want to give people the full picture. And so they learn something about their coloring along the way. You know, you already knew that you needed sort of a cool toned foundation, but like not everybody knows that. And they're still struggling and buying something with a yellow undertone when they really need something with like a pink or neutral undertone. And so we really want to help with sort of all aspects of that. And basically what I found that was missing in some of the other systems is this idea of clear colors versus muted colors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's a really important distinction. And just to make clear, like a clear color is a color that has very little other color mixed into it. Mm. Now in color theory, there's only three actual clear colors, which are the primary colors, right? Sure. Red, blue, and yellow, which, you know, all other colors are sort of made from those, right? Or some variation of those. And so, but there are clearer colors, like an emerald green, for example, is a clearer color than an olive green, if you can picture those, right?
Yeah.
Olive green often has a lot of yellow and gray mixed in.
Yeah.
Emerald green, you know, is a fairly true green as far as greens go. So anyway, this idea, like you put an emerald green on somebody who actually would wear a muted color better, you know, and muted means it has a lot of color mixed in, like olive green is a muted color.
Mm-hmm.
you put emerald green on a person who wears muted colors better, it's going to overwhelm them. It's mm-hmm. one of those things where you're like looking at the color and you can't even see their face. Like it's just, it's overwhelming them. Their eye color fades away. You know, their facial features kind of fade a little bit. But you put that emerald green on a person who wears clear color really well, and like it just lights them up. It is such a big difference, muted yeah. versus clear. I mean, it's huge, and it's just largely ignored in the seasonal color analysis world. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the distinctions that we think is really important, and we always analyze people based on that being one of our criteria.
Yeah, because I wasn't just a summer palette. I was a calm summer palette, which correct. Is probably necessary for my personality, but you know, whatever. I could use the calm wherever I can get it. But I did think that was a really important distinction. And I like the way that you say it, because when you think muted, I think it could be considered like, oh, I just need to wear pastel, but it's right. not so much that, it is the way the colors are mixed. I like
correct
the distinction there.
Correct. Because as a summer, you have some deep colors that you wear very well. You have mm-hmm. some pastels you wear very well, and you have some sort of mid-range colors you wear very well. So you have all of, you know, all different types of shades in your palette. And you are also, interestingly, the closest, if we're looking at the summer types, you're the closest to an autumn without being an autumn. You're certainly not warm enough to be an autumn, but you do have a lot of warmth, especially in your eye color. And so we take into account hair, skin, and eyes. And it's so interesting because you see patterns, but then you see endless variation as well. And it's so yeah. fascinating.
Yeah, that has to be really interesting from your perspective of doing all the color analysis, because it is all so different.
Yes.
And I think I'm like complex and weird because I have like this red blue undertone, but then I have the green eyes, yes. which I feel like, well, that's different. I've always shied away from doing greens and that sort of thing because I have this red blue undertone, but then there are some greens on my card, which I actually yeah. found really interesting.
Yeah. And they're greens with gray mixed into them.
Yeah.
So as a summer with the, you know, with the more cool undertone, you look really good in things with gray mixed in rather than like a yellow or an orange base, which some people look great in a yellow and orange base, but not you. And so you have light greens, you have mid range greens, and you have deep greens all. I think you've got four greens on mm-hmm. your palette, and they all have some gray mixed in, which is so flattering on you.
Yeah, they're definitely mossier, like on that yep. that sort of side of things. And it was just, even though I've known, you know, the basics of what I could wear, it was kind of like, oh, maybe I could branch into some new things that I've thought like, oh, that's a no-no for me. Yeah. But now I'm like curious to go try yes. some new things out. And I think definitely in these past couple of years, I've definitely gone more neutral. I think that a lot of even like home decor and that sort of thing has kind of gone in that direction. But I think now it's sort of like been neutral enough for a while where I'm like, well, I might want a pop of color here and there. And now I'm even thinking about like, how can I make my home flatter me?
So exactly.
When I'm doing like video or anything, any colors I've got in here, they're gonna work with my skin tone.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I talk to so many people who start picking the colors for their houses from the color card.
Yeah.
Not even joking.
It's a whole new realm you guys could go into. Know, home decorating based on your color palette. Now it's obviously only going to be based on one person's color palette. So sorry guys, everybody else who lives here, you're just going to have to, you know, deal with it, but I'm going to look really good here.
That's right. That's yeah. right.
So I would love to talk about the makeup a little bit more. Obviously, like clothes are a huge part of it. And I think it's so helpful to know that. I mean, even I remember back to high school, I had this fabulous purple pea coat that I wore. And like nobody else was wearing anything like that in my high school at the time. But I knew with my colors, like I can pull this off and get away with it, you know? And so it's like, it's so fun to know your colors for even that sort of thing. I feel like it gives you a little bit more freedom and confidence to wear things that you might not have otherwise worn or other people aren't wearing. But the thing that I end up talking about the most with women, I think probably just because it's more what I talk about on my platform, but it's the makeup piece. And, you know, it's so important, obviously, for a foundation color that you have the right undertones because you don't want to look ill. I mean, I was just excited even this past year when I found a sunless tanner that didn't have like those orangey undertones, because if anybody's going to end up looking like an Oompa Loompa, it's me.
Oh my gosh. You need to give me that brand.
Oh, I will. It is so good. I swear by it. It's amazing. It's Coco good. And Eve. So you've got to get your hands on it. I think they're even on sale right now.
Perfect.
But, yeah. So obviously the foundation color is so important because, you know, if you pick the wrong color, you're basically going to have to paint like your neck, your chest, your ears, your hands, like you've got to have the right color or you're just going to look ridiculous. But it goes so much beyond that too, into the blush colors that you're wearing and the eyeshadow. And it's not, you don't just pick your favorite colors. You've got to pick what's going to work with you. So would you talk about, I don't know, working with a makeup artist and how she kind of like worked out those palettes or any tips for what people should be looking for as they are going to buy their makeup or anything like that?
Sure. Yeah. To break it down as simply as possible, you know, if you know your undertone for your skin, right? So you, for example, have cool undertones. Some people have warm undertones, which means like yellow or peachy undertones, mm-hmm. or olive is considered warm, right? Pinky is considered cool. So if you know your undertone, the simplest way to break it down, let's say for lipstick, for example, is, you know, if you have those warmer undertones, you want to stick with lip colors. Like if you were picking a red lip, you'd want to stick with something that had like an orangier undertone to it, mm-hmm. rather than a blue undertone, which tends to be more like in the reds, tends to be more like cranberry has a blue undertone.
Yeah.
So, you know, picture sort of like cranberry as opposed to like fire engine red, right? Picture the difference in your mind. Right. And then, you know, when you're picking clothes, what's an interesting thing, to remember is people often ask me the question, like when you're shopping online, how do you tell sort of the undertone of a, you know, how do I know if that's my right red? Like I can see my red on my color card, you know, and I can see the red on the screen, but how do I know if it's going to arrive and be the same color? Mm-hmm. And of course you never have total control over that because you're counting on the manufacturer to like represent that item correctly.
Yeah.
But, just a tip is that sometimes they will give you an undertone hint in the name of the color. So for example, I was looking for dresses, you know, recently, and there was a dress that came in several different colors. And one of the colors was crisp cranberry. And one of the colors was flame. And flame was the warm and crisp cranberry was the cool. And I was like, oh, look it, they're giving you like a little hint. Now that they don't always do that, but sometimes they do. So that can be just a little tip. But back to the makeup. Yeah, you want to kind of stick with like if you have warmer, the yellowier or the orangier undertones. And then if you're cooler, more the cool based colors are going to look better for you.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's, you know, oh, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, when it comes to, you know, eyeshadows and things like that, that's really a question of like what your eye color is and how to best highlight that. But the key with that often is, I mean, here's a simple rule of thumb too. Look on a color wheel, see what color your eyes are and see what is opposite from them mm-hmm. on the color wheel, because that whatever is opposite your eye color is going to highlight your eye color really, really well. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes like in the stores, you'll see, you know, they used to do this. I haven't seen it lately, but I remember there was a definitely a phase where cosmetics companies were putting out like, here's a palette for blue eyes, you know? And actually I thought that was a great idea. I don't know why it sort of fell out of trend, but blue eyes look so good with sort of browns around them. You know, it's as far as you can get, like brown is really warm. Blue is really cool, but the warmth and the contrast makes the blue eye really pop. And so while it doesn't work exactly the same for clothing, for eye makeup, just find that opposite color. And that's often what you'll find makeup artists using on green eyes. They often use purple.
Yeah.
You know, purple really makes the eye pop because it's opposite. It's very interesting when you start looking into it.
Yeah. I wear a lot of purples on my eyes.
Yeah. Yep. I bet that would be perfect for you.
Okay, ladies, I am so excited for this brand new sponsor that we are partnering with because it brings some of my very favorite things together, and that is skincare and wellness and stress relief. So we are partnering with Murad. It's clinical, but cool, doctor, but hardly dull, and science, but not stuffy. Founded by Dr. Howard Murad, MD, Murad Skincare is a line of clinically proven, cruelty-free products that meet the meticulous standards for safety, efficacy, and care you'd expect from a doctor. Murad is known for their line of acne products, but also high-performance heroes like their Rapid Dark Spot Correcting Serum and their gentle but effective Retinol Youth Renewal Serum, which I am currently using and loving. Dr. Murad is a board-certified dermatologist and trained pharmacist who is recognized around the world as a visionary for his unmatched scientific innovations. Also, an authority in holistic wellness and stress management, Dr. Murad was the first dermatologist to make the connection between mind, body, health, and skincare. Dr. has always said skincare is healthcare. A true reflection of Dr. Murad's philosophy and lifelong mission to help his patients and consumers live healthier, happier lives, Murad has launched a digital magazine and podcast called Well Connected by Murad, connecting the dots between science and wellness. There are stories on the skin, the body, the mind, with headlines like, "Love yourself and stay hydrated, you beautiful, capable human," "Mirror gazing isn't vain and does wonders for stress and mental health," "Frozen cucumber and driving gloves? 7 Korean mom skincare tips." And the first season of the podcast includes guest appearances from Charlotte Zoller, author of the Teen Vogue column Ask a Fat Girl, the budgetista herself, Tiffany Alice, with her financial wholeness checklist, and Dr. Muneeb Shah, at Derm Doctor on TikTok, who debunks viral skincare myths. Murad's efficacious skincare products can be found at Sephora, Ulta, and Murad.com. Find the digital magazine at wellconnected.murad.com and the podcast Well Connected by Murad wherever you listen to podcasts. And I just want to thank Murad for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. When I go into a Sephora or an Ulta or wherever, I try to really make sure that, you know, I really kind of peruse who's working there because I, you know, I think a lot of times people who work in cosmetics think that people who are shopping for cosmetics don't have any experience with cosmetics. And it's like, well, hold on, hold on. I've probably watched more YouTube videos than you have. So, right. And I've been experimenting with makeup and color, you know, all that for a long time, but I like to like, and I don't know, maybe it's just my personality. Like as I'm talking to them, definitely drop a few things like facts about makeup so they can understand I know what I'm talking about. But I also want to find the person who looks the best in their makeup because I don't want somebody who is, you know, can't even figure their own face out to be giving me suggestions on what I should be wearing. So I kind of like, you know, peruse the store and target that person and tell which person is actually figuring out like their coloring correctly.
Love it.
And I think that makes a big difference if you're going into a store and you're needing to figure that out. Just look for the person who actually looks like they know what they're doing. I think that's really helpful.
Yes. I think that's a great tip.
Yeah. But even recently I went in and was like, you know, I'm just wanting to change up what I'm doing on my eyes. And so I found the girl that I thought looked the best. I was like, okay, what would you suggest if I'm going to like get something new? And she took me to a palette that I've had for like 5 years. And I was like, okay, well that kind of solidifies what's working for me. And I'll go with it. But I just think it's really interesting to, you know, go into a store like that and see what your options are. But definitely, I think, especially for cool toned people, make sure you're looking for those lines that have all the different undertones. Yeah. Because if they don't specify if it's cool, warm, or neutral, it's probably warm. So that's just my like little tip for people who are listening and maybe gonna like start trying to go experiment and figuring out what their coloring is and that sort of thing. Like, if you're gonna find a line, you gotta find one that has all those undertones. I think that like Color Effects and Ilia, and there's quite a few different ones that have that now, but they don't all. So be careful.
Yes. I love Ilia. I've actually bought some of their stuff lately. I'm very happy with everything I've gotten.
Yes,
them.
Me too. I just got turned on to them in the past couple of months and I'm like sold. Love it. It's too. So refreshing. Have you used their skin serum?
No.
Oh, instead of a foundation, it's this serum that's tinted and it also has zinc in it. That is like a 45 SPF without any chemicals and it's not nano zinc.
That's amazing.
It just gives you like this dewy finish and coverage to be coverage, but still like show your own skin through it. I hate when you feel like you're wearing, you know, like a mask. And this is not that at all. You really feel like you're putting on skincare with
the love
serum.
That.
It's just like my skin just drinks it up. I feel like I can't go back. Like, it's so good. I love
so
it.
Good.
Yeah. So this hairstylist, I want to talk about this too. We kind of covered the clothes. We've talked about some makeup stuff. I love the idea of bringing in a hairstylist to figure this out. I haven't colored my hair since I was, you know, a teenager. And so that can be an intimidating thing to walk into or to really know like what is going to be the most flattering. Like, how did you decide to bring her on? What kinds of things does she offer? How does she even figure that out? Because I feel like that's kind of branching into a whole different aspect of coloring. Because obviously I'm not going to be like, oh, well, purple is my color. So go with purple hair. You know, it's a different thing with hair. So yeah. what does that kind of look like?
So it's so interesting. You know, we honestly just branched into hair color because we got so many questions about it and
people
clearly wanted help with it. And so we just were like, okay, this is clearly what our clients are asking for and we're going to deliver. And so, God, I don't know how many hairstylists I interviewed, too many, so many. And we finally found Allie, who is amazing. She's in her mid-20s, already owns her own salon.
Wow.
And grew up with two grandmothers who were hairstylists. So she literally grew up like sweeping the floors of these two salons that her grandmothers worked in. Yeah. So like she's kind of been like living hair since she was like a little kid. And she's just a master colorist. And so she did a sample, consultation for a couple of myself and a couple of people on my team. And I was so impressed with her. And so basically what she does is she pulls some ideal hair colors, usually mostly one. She'll give you like one strong recommendation and sort of a secondary recommendation as well. And then she will also give you one or two haircut options that are good shapes for your face.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And actually, you know, it's interesting. We don't even really, she just can't help herself. Like we advertise this as hair color, period. And then she does all this other stuff. I shouldn't even say it. And cause like, but like she does, she does like, she's like, I can't help it. Like I want to pull a haircut for them. And like, and then she also gives, we get really clear on your hair type. We have a questionnaire that you fill out. And then of course you submit photos. And so she also gives brand recommendations for products that will work really
well.
Wow. She is so knowledgeable about products. So we've had really amazing feedback from these hair color consultations. It's under $100 to meet with her on Zoom. Our goal was to keep it super affordable for people. It's also part of one of our packages, but you can buy it as a standalone thing as well now. And the standalone is $85, like to have her personal attention for 15 minutes and have her prepare all this stuff for you. So like, It's just been going extremely well, and we're really happy to add this service and again, keep it really like low cost.
Oh my goodness. Like, when can I have her on the podcast?
Oh my gosh, you totally should.
Oh, I would love to, because it's a whole nother thing. I mean, and that's something that I have always kind of like struggled with the shape of my face. I know specific things don't look good on me, but then trying to get that across to a hairstylist or finding a hairstylist who gets that. Yeah. I think it can be really hard, because a lot of people know how to cut hair, but not everyone is an artist. Not everyone yes. can see that vision of like, this is your face shape and this is what's going to work best for you. And, you know, I am fairly petite and I always worry about looking like one of those lollipop women. Like, your head is like way too big for what your body looks like. I'm like, I don't want that, you know? So it's so important that you have all those different aspects and just the product recommendations. I mean, how helpful is that? Because there's so many on the market now.
Yes. And it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming.
And we all have such different hair and, you know, yeah, I think that would be super fun. You'll have to put me in touch with her, because that could be a great episode.
I think it would be. She's so knowledgeable and it's funny. And she's very, what I love about her is she's very opinionated. Like when I interviewed her for the job, I said, I really want your opinions. And she goes, oh, that's good, because I'm very opinionated. Like she, and I love that about her. She's really like, she does see a vision when she looks at somebody.
Yeah.
Like almost those, you know, those people who can like walk into like a crappy house that's falling apart and be like, yeah. Oh my God, this could be a gorgeous sunroom. And this could be a this. She's like that, but with people.
Yes. You know?
And it's just amazing to see what she comes up with. Yeah.
I love that. And I mean, that's really what you're looking for when you're going to someone for this kind of consultation. If you went to them and they were just like, well, this might be okay. Like, well, exactly. What am I paying you for? Like,
exactly.
I want you to be very confident about what you are telling me and give it all to me. You know, like that's the reason that we're here. So I love that she embraces that. And she
100%. Yeah. 100% agree with you there.
That's so fun. Well, I can't wait to talk with her, because that's a whole nother thing. So have you guys branched into, you know, obviously the coloring is so important, and we talked about with the hair that even the shape and those kinds of things play into it. Have you branched into fits of clothing at all, or are you just more focusing on the coloring?
So we focus on the coloring first, but then I do have an online course called Style Secrets for people who want to take things further. And that does include, I basically break it down to three things. Dressing well is color, shape, personal style.
Yeah.
That's, you can break it down to be that simple. And if you can get a handle on those three things, you and what works for you in those three areas, you can really master your closet and buy things that you like for years to come.
Yeah.
And so color is obviously the first one that I stress. I think color is the most important of the three, because simply because color is the first thing people see when they see you. It can literally wash you out or light you up.
Yeah.
It can overwhelm you, or it can make you glow, you know, it's such a huge impact. But then of course, you know, it's not the whole answer to dressing, right? Like you might have the right color on, but if the dress fits horribly, that doesn't
if you're wearing a muumuu, then really.
Exactly. You know. Exactly. And so, I really love delving into shape with women and teaching women how to dress their shape, like honor their shape, celebrate their shape. Mm-hmm. I really didn't learn to love my body until I learned to dress my shape.
Yeah.
Truly for me, it was a game changer in terms of how I felt about my body. Like I just remember going into the dressing rooms. I have a very curvy body and I'm bigger in the hips than in the chest, quite a bit bigger in the hips than the chest. So I just remember going into fitting rooms and trying on like these sheath dresses that were like straight cut. And I'd be like, oh, it's too tight in the hips. Like I need to lose weight. I didn't realize that dress, that style of dress is never going to fit me.
Yeah. Ever. It's the dress. It's not you.
It's the dress. It's true. It's the dress. And like, but it made me feel horrible, because I felt like, oh, again, too tight in the hips, you know,
yeah,
and gaping in the chest. Well, I just didn't, you know, connect the dots until I really started to delve into body shapes that like, oh, that style of dress is never going to work for me, but I can wear like a fit and flare dress any day of the week, A cut, you know, A line dress.
Yeah.
Anytime looks amazing on me. Right. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to try that style of dress on again. Like, yeah. Why would I even try to put that on my body? But yeah. I didn't realize it. I just thought this dress doesn't fit. Something's wrong with my body. Right. And I feel like we're all doing that to ourselves mm-hmm. in dressing rooms all day long. And so learning how to dress my body in a way that thrilled me was like, oh my gosh, I actually don't want to trade my body for somebody else's. I like this body. Like, I know what to do with this body. I like the way it looks in clothes now. Game changer.
Yeah. And I think that we do that in so many areas of our lives where we feel like we've got to do what everybody else is doing, or, you know, even just like seeing hobbies people do, or, you know, like when you can let those things go. I remember I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I had a friend who I house sat for her like 4.5 years ago, and she has this amazing flower garden and she spends an hour watering it every day. And, you know, I realized very quickly that was not my cup of tea. And it was like, when I could let that go and be like, this isn't for me. Like, it's okay. I don't have to try to be that. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's the same with clothing. Like, once you know what's going to work for you and what's not, like, you can just let the other stuff go. You can let that be freeing instead of feeling like, oh, I wish that I could wear that or whatever. Be like, well, that just helps me to narrow down what I'm actually looking for because I know what works for me. And that's a very empowering place to be.
I love that point. That is such a good point. And it is about embracing what you have. And, you know, and then the third thing is, you know what, it just reminded me of, and this is so interesting because it's this another analogy that's similar, but like the same aunt, who told me I looked bad in my clothes, basically.
Like, we gotta fix this.
Yeah, like this is a very related point. It's similar, right? She, I was saying to her how I really wished I played an instrument. This seems unrelated, but trust me, it is. And she goes, you know what? Here's the thing. Like, everybody offers something different. And she goes, and you know what musicians need? Appreciators of music. Maybe you're just an appreciator. And I was like, like, that is what I am. I love music so much. I appreciate music. When I actually sit down to try to play an instrument, like, I just don't stick with it very long. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I am an appreciator. And like, we can appreciate other people's bodies without wanting to have them for ourselves. Like,
yes,
it's really true. We can appreciate theirs and we can appreciate ours. And it's like you said, it's so empowering to just, you know, work with what you have and celebrate what you have. And that my course is very body positive in that way. Like, I really focus on, you know, celebrating and honoring your body where it is right now, even if it's not sort of where you want it to be, right? Still honoring it by dressing it really beautifully. Yeah. And then, you know, it's just so interesting the mindset change that happens with that.
Absolutely. And, well, and the confidence and so much can be said for walking into a room and owning it versus walking into a room and kind of doubting yourself and having your head down and trying to cover up. You could be wearing the exact same thing, but you will look like a totally different person and be more attractive to people if you just own it.
Exactly.
All right, you ladies know by now that I like my supplements and I like to try new things to see what the best products are out there and what work best for me. And I've tried a lot of different omega-3 supplements. And I've got to say that EWI is one of my very favorites. Their secret is algae. So it's a whole nother level than just plain fish oil. Here's some of the reasons why I love EWI. Well, I mean, first of all, do you even know where fish get their omega-3s from? Algae. With EWI, you go straight to the source and skip the middle fish and the nasty fishy aftertaste. EWI's proprietary form of algae leads to 50% more absorption, the world's highest absorption of any source of omega-3s. EWI's formula goes right to your bloodstream for more absorption and more health benefits. In a clinical study, EWI cholesterol helped reduce bad VLDL cholesterol by 25% on average in just 3 months. And no matter how old or young you are, you can reap the benefits of EWI. If you're all about the healthy lifestyle, then adding EWI to your self-care supplements is a must to support your brain, heart, vision, and overall wellness. And all of EWI's products are plant-based, sustainably sourced, and farmed in the U.S. I know that when I am consistently taking my EWI and I'm really on my game, I feel like it helps my brain to work better. I feel like I'm just more clear and focused and able to do the job that I need to do, which is really important as a single mom. And I want you to have those same benefits too. It's never too late or too early to start taking EWI. Go to ewilife.com/livewell and use the code LIVEWELL to save 30% on your first purchase of any EWI product. Take advantage of this limited time offer today. IWILIFE.com/livewell, code LIVEWELL for 30% off your first purchase. ewilife.com/livewell, code LIVEWELL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to EWI for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. And I think that those things that you mentioned, obviously the coloring being so important, knowing what fits you. And dang, ladies, I've addressed this before, but get yourself a good bra. Because no matter what size you are, I mean, I just always think back to that episode of Oprah where she got the whole audience fit and they were all like, what is happening? Like, my body looks totally different. Like,
yes,
get an actual bra fitting and find out what size you really are, even if it's humbling to find out what those letters and numbers are actually going to come out to. Who really cares when it makes you look so much better?
Such a good point. And you're just reminding me, like, I really need a new bra.
I'm right on that verge too.
I bought a good one and now I know that it's worn out and like the elastic is kind of starting to go in the straps. Like, it's just not as stretchy as it used to be and all the things. And I'm like, you know what? It's time. It's just time.
I know. I should have got like Third Love to sponsor this episode or something.
Totally.
Got ourselves all sorted out.
That's right. And we're not affiliated with Ilia, by the way.
No.
Even though we love them.
Yes. I would love to be if they'd like to sponsor the show.
We should figure that out.
I know. Okay. Well, this has been such a fun conversation. I would love to move into my kind of like wrap up questions. And so what does a typical day look like for you?
Oh, okay. So I have two little girls. I drop them off at the school bus. Okay. We get ready for school. I drop them off at the school bus.
How old are they?
They're 6 and 8.
And of course,
one of them had, their names are Violet and June. So of course, one of them has a color name.
Yes. I
couldn't resist.
I love that. I have a 7 and 9 year old. I have older boys too, whatever, but the girls are fun.
They really are. They're a blast. So I drop them off at the school bus and then I come back home to work. And so I work from home. We have a virtual team. So our team is all over the world. Actually, we have a couple of people who are local to me, but then we have some virtual assistants and some team members who are overseas. And, you know, I usually have a meeting, with one of my team members on any given day. Now we're really working on, we're redesigning the backs of the color cards, which is really exciting. And so I'm meeting quite a bit with my team member, Alex, and we're working on that redesign. I still can't believe this is my job. Like, I literally pinch myself. It's so fun. It's so much fun. I'll usually post some Instagram stories because I'm pretty active on Instagram. That's really simplified our social media. And we only do Instagram.
Because I've been looking and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's Your Color Guru.
Okay. I think I was missing the your.
Yeah. And so like I'll do some Instagram stories, you know, some posts maybe. I will have some lunch, sometimes do a podcast interview. We have a really big affiliate program of people who basically put our services in front of their audiences and they earn a commission for what they bring in. And so I might have a meeting, with one of our affiliates, or I may be engaging some new affiliates to see if they're a good fit for us. I'm kind of the, my role in the company is really the visionary and seeing what's coming next. I am sort of revising the course right now. I really want to make it like the best possible course it can be. So I'm working on the Style Secrets course, which will be reintroduced new and improved in March. So yeah, that's kind of my day. And I love it. I love
that's
my day.
Awesome. Yeah. That's so fun. It sounds like a blast just getting to really formulate and to be the visionary. That's always like the most fun position to be in.
And I will say I do premium consultations too. So, you know, occasionally I have a premium consultation. I do like probably two or three of those a week. And so that's kind of a more, you know, we have a very basic package and then we have a middle package and then the premium package where they kind of get everything like, plus a Zoom meeting with me,
nice
for question and answer and things like that. So I really love like meeting with the clients and just giving them more personal attention.
Oh, I love that. That is so fun. Very cool. Okay. So what is one little way that you live well anyway, that you interject some little pleasure for you or taking care of yourself in the middle of all of life's chaos? What does that look like for you?
Two things jump to mind. One is that I have this great massage studio near me and they sell like packages of massages that are like cheaper if you buy like lots of massages. I just buy lots of massages in January and I use them throughout the year, which feels very decadent to me that I can kind of go get a massage when I want to.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is I just love to have like coffee or tea with a girlfriend and sit and chat. Like that to me is just, I'm like, I can't believe this is virtually free and it feels this good.
Yeah.
It's like resets my whole day. It makes me happy every time.
Yeah.
And I have amazing girlfriends and I just love sitting and chatting with them about the most mundane things.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be big stuff. I love that too.
Yeah.
Well, and I love that you said the massage thing. And I know you say like how decadent it is, but I actually last week's podcast was with my massage therapist and we talked all about how it is, you know, it can be considered a luxury, but it's also so like actually good for your body. Yes. And it does so many things for detox and like, just there's so many ways that massage can be really helpful to your mental health and your physical health and all of it. And so, yes, not everyone can afford a massage, but it is like such a great thing if you're going to pick something to do for your body. Like, I think that we need to normalize massage and make it less like, oh, she gets massages, but like, good for her. She's taking care of her body.
100%. And, you know, I will say when I had just gotten out of college and I didn't really have money for a massage, I traded with a massage therapist.
Yeah.
Like I did services for her and she did the massage service for me. So
yeah, it's a big one. I think it makes a really big difference. Okay. Are you ready for my stock questions?
Yes.
All right. Candles or essential oil diffuser?
Essential oil.
Okay. Cloth napkins or paper?
Cloth.
City or country?
I love both. For different reasons, I'm going to say city.
Okay. Paper or digital?
Digital.
All right. Shopping, would you rather do it online or in the store?
In the store, baby.
Okay. All right. It's whatever time you are making dinner and you need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or music?
Podcast.
And what are some of your favorite podcasts?
Oh, I've been listening to the We Can Do Hard Things podcast.
Okay.
And I also love, shout out to James Wedmore's podcast. He's a business coach that I've worked with and he's amazing. And I also really like the School of Greatness podcast.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
It's really good. It's, very, very like positive psychology, you know, challenging yourself to be better, like just really, really good. Yeah. School of Greatness. Cool. That's a good one.
All right. Okay. Chocolate, milk or dark?
Dark.
All right. Sports or no sports?
No sports.
Okay. I'm with you there. Okay. Live broadcasting. Would you rather broadcast or watch? Like stories or whatever.
I would rather broadcast.
Okay. What is your favorite movie?
Ooh, I've got a couple of favorites, but I'll tell you what I go back to all the time that just makes me happy every time. It's a Woody Allen movie, and I'm actually not a huge Woody Allen fan in general, but Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Oh, interesting.
It takes place in Barcelona, obviously, and it is just this, it's kind of like romantic comedy. It's just lovely. It makes you want to travel to Spain because like all this, everything is so beautiful. It's funny. It's like, I just love it. It's kind of quirky, but the characters are fantastic. I just love that movie.
Oh, very fun. That no one has ever said that before. So that was a unique one. All right. Okay. And the final question, if you were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum, where 0 is totally not crunchy and 10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire with your legs unshaven and dreadlocks in your hair, where are you on the spectrum?
I'm a solid 7.
All right. Very respectable. You went into that with like, you were very assured. A lot of people like him and ha on this question, but I like your commitment.
No, I had a friend once who called me crunchy light.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We will have all of your links and everything in our show notes, but were you wanting to offer a discount code?
Yes, I have a discount code for the listeners. And basically, if you're interested in discovering your best colors, check out our website. It's yourcolorguru.com. And you can apply the code LIVEWELL, all one word, LIVEWELL, at checkout for 10% off any color consultation package.
Awesome. Well, that will be so great because I know a lot of ladies, they ask me all the time and I'm like, I don't know. I know for myself, but I don't know how to figure it out for you. So I'm so excited that this is out there and I can just refer them to you and you can figure it out.
Definitely.
Yes.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for coming on the show and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me. It was such a good time.
Good. That's it for this week's episode. I hope you found it as fun and interesting as I did. If you want to get 10% off and get your own color consultation, then you can go to thecolorguru.com and use the code LIVEWELL. And you can also find all of those links in our show notes, which you can find by just swiping up in whatever app you are listening to the podcast on, or going to mackenziekappa.com and clicking on podcast. There's where you can find all of the past episodes and all of our links. And soon we are going to be updating our sponsors an affiliates page to a favorites page to hopefully make things a little bit easier for all of you guys to be able to find and access. So thank you so much for those of you who use those links. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, it makes a big difference. And also thank you to those of you who leave ratings and reviews on whatever app you are using to listen to the show. It's a great way to be able to get the word out to new listeners. It kind of clues in those apps, whether it's Spotify or iTunes or wherever you are listening, to let them know what kind of listeners enjoy the show and who they should be recommending it to. So thank you so much to those of you who leave those ratings and reviews. It's just a simple, small thing, but it makes a really big difference. Okay, I think that's all for now, ladies. Thank you so much for tuning in every single week. I love being able to chat with you, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Until next week, go be bold and gracious.